The artwork of award-winning contemporary artist Nathan Sawaya may surprise you and your children. Sawaya creates sculptures out of Legos, the same Legos parents have in couch cushions and under kitchen tables. His exhibit, The Art of the Brick, is on a global tour, and through September, it's on display at the Burroughs Chapin Art Museum in Myrtle Beach. I spoke with Sawaya from his studio in Los Angeles. I wanted to know about his decision to leave his career as a corporate lawyer to commit to Lego sculpture full time.
It was a very interesting transition to go from lawyer to artist, practicing law, and I would come home, I'd want to be creative. And what I ended up doing was eventually just putting a website together to showcase my artwork. And that became essentially a virtual gallery. And I would get commissions from folks all over the world, and I was working full days at the law firm and then coming home at night and working 6 to 8 hours on these commission projects. And it was becoming quite a lot. Actually, it was when my website crashed from too many hits. I made the choice to leave the law firm behind and become a full-time artist. And it was a very interesting transition because I went from this very secure lifestyle to a very insecure lifestyle and not knowing if I'd be able to pay rent. But every project would lead to another project, and I just kept going and have made a career out of being an artist that works with Lego bricks. And I like to say that the worst day as an artist is still better than the best day as a lawyer.
Your pieces are so iconic. You have Han Solo in carbonite. You have a huge model of the Brooklyn Bridge. A life-size Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, those are some pieces that I did years ago when I was really playing with pop culture and whimsy. And then I've taken the art in different directions. I like to focus a lot on the human form. I hope you get a chance to see this latest exhibition that's at the Myrtle Beach Art Museum that has not only sculptures that I've worked on, but also collaborated with another artist, a photographer, to really integrate both Lego sculptures and his hyper-realistic photography and really take Lego in a whole different place.
Actually, I have seen some photos from that. My favorite one is the guy who's just pulling his chest open, or I'm not really sure if that's what he's doing. I get the feeling of just opening up his heart to the world, and there's these Legos kind of pouring out.
Exactly.
But there's a real emotive quality to that that is not...
Thank you.
Present in the other stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I mean, the piece you described is a piece called Yellow. It's this torso of a human form. He's pulling his chest open, and thousands of yellow Lego bricks are spilling out. And I am contacted about that piece more than any other sculpture I've done. And I think a lot of that has to do with adults see different things in that sculpture. Some see, just as you described, they see this figure opening itself up to the world. Some see someone giving their all so that even their soul is spilling out. And I think children really like it because you got this figure who's got their guts spilling out all over. But those guts are still this toy that we've all played with. That's what makes the artwork so accessible. People can connect with it because they've played with it.
That was Lego artist Nathan Sawaya. His work is currently on display in Myrtle Beach. Visit whqr.org for photos and more, including two web extras.